I wasn't like that.
Call to order the council meeting for February 25th. If everyone would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body, guide us tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
Amen. We have roll call.
Wayne Chappie.
Here.
Dan Rowland.
Here.
Tracy Brees.
Here.
Scott Brown. Ryan Burrow.
Here.
Shelley Rose.
Here.
Tim Salters.
Here.
Mary Melvin.
Here. Adoption of the agenda.
Mayor, I move we adopt the agenda.
Second.
Got a motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Rose to adopt the agenda as presented.
Question.
Wayne Chapman.
Yes.
Dan Rowland.
Yes.
Tracy Brees.
Yes.
Scott Brown. Ryan Burrow.
Yes.
Shelley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
And the agenda is adopted by a vote of 6-0. Need approval of the February 11th minutes.
Mr. Mayor, I move we approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Vice President Ravalette to approve the minutes as presented.
Question?
Wayne Chapman.
Yes.
Dan Rowland.
Yes.
Tracy Brees.
Yes.
Ryan Burrow.
Yes.
Shelley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
And they are approved by a vote of 6-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
Mr. Mayor, I have several comments. First of all, we want to, as a city, offer our congratulations to Revay Senior Grace Wagoner for receiving the IHSAA Patricia Roy Mental Attitude Award. She's the fourth Revay student athlete to receive this prestigious award. Wagner ranks first in her class and is very active in the community and school, including being a member of the Mayor's Youth Council. She also holds the record for girls and boys career scoring in the county with 1,843 points. So certainly tremendous accomplishment by Grace Wagner. I also congratulate the Lady Patriots for being state runner-up, finishing the season with a 29-1 record, and certainly they brought acclaim to the community and conducted themselves in a very, very fine fashion, and we certainly salute them. We also note that tonight we meet on the 240th anniversary of the capture of Fort Sackville by Colonel George Rogers Clark and a small force of frontiersmen, right over there, by the way. We congratulate the staff of our national park for events Friday, Saturday, and today. They had a fine program. And by the way, if you've never participated in the march into the community, after many years of procrastination, I finally did the 5-mile march, and it is very informative. The staff does a great job of interpretation and learned a great deal. And last is the reminder of the council that Dr. Seuss Day is Saturday, March 2nd. I think I was in error in saying it started at 10. I believe it's for volunteers. It starts at 9:30 at the Highland Community Center. If you would like to volunteer, I can give you the contact information for the people in charge of that. That is all I have.
Okay. Anyone else? Not move to committee chair reports.
Mr. Mayor, this is really not a committee chair report, but I would mention that the Solid Waste District Board met today, and looking at some highlights, it was announced that JC Food Store has confirmed their partnership with the district on a shopping tote exchange on April 18th, which is Earth Day, or at least that's the week of Earth Day. And what they will be doing is passing out free reusable totes in exchange for people not using throwaways. Let's see, something else marked on here. Just to mention recycled total for the month, this past month, 65 tons of commingled residential waste was recycled, 17.5 tons of recycled electronics. And 6 tons of tires. I found this out. We send tires, and apparently they go to a plant that burns them as part of a waste-to-energy plan. So all that is kept out of our landfill. So a good month for solid waste.
Okay. Any other chair reports? Not reported city officers? Being none, we have no old business. We'll move to new business. The only thing under new business is council appointment to the Pantheon Education Center Board of Directors.
Hi, Mr. Mayor. This is on the council agenda as an information item. I would ask members to consider their appointment carefully before the next meeting, and I would ask that this item be tabled until our next meeting.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Do we need to vote on that?
You can. It's not debatable, but you can vote on it. Yes, I will make my motion to table.
Okay, motion by Council President Chatton, second by Councilwoman Rose to leave this table. Just have it here for your information tonight.
I appreciate Councilman Chatton for tabling this, because there has been, you know, some confusion on what's going to happen with this. One of the things that we've got to do better as a council is we got to kind of stop with making decisions or asking for decisions via email. We got to do more talking about it publicly so we kind of know where we're standing at, because I know that led to a lot of confusion today as we were trying to figure out what was going to happen with this. We just got that.
A point of order, a motion to table is not debatable, so you could put that under miscellaneous at the end of the agenda.
Okay, I'll wait till
the motion to table there. Always goes right to the vote. So I call for the question.
Wayne Chatton?
Yes.
Cheryl Rose?
Yes.
Lisa Drews?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Brian Burrell?
Yes.
Dan Marley?
Yes.
And the vote was 6-0. We'll move on to claims.
Mr. Mayor, I move we approve claims totaling $537,860.30.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Vice President Raffalette to pay the claims amount of $537,860.30.
Call for the question.
Wayne Chatton?
Yes.
Lisa Drews?
Yes.
Dan Marley?
Yes.
Salters?
Yes.
Cheryl Rose?
Yes.
Brian Burrell?
I need to abstain from the one claim out of West Express. Other than that, yes.
Okay. So claims are paid by a vote of 5-0 with one abstention. Okay. Miscellaneous.
Okay. First, I wanted to thank Councilman Chatton for tabling this and giving us some time. One of the things that I want to address is we've got to do, as a group, as a whole, it's all of us, have to do a better job of not kind of addressing or having conversations via email or decisions via email, but publicly stating our opinions on this, because it did lead to a lot of discussions, I know, individually today. I know I've had some with a lot of us here about what was going to happen with this appointment. Now, with this appointment, one of the things that I think, and I know there was a majority that kind of thought the same way, is that we should appoint a council member to this position. And there were numerous reasons why. One of the biggest things was that gave us a direct link of information. I'm not saying a person outside can't do that, but when you add another link to the chain, it's like a game of telephone. That information can change or be left out or just kind of forgot about. And if we have someone there, not only are they bringing us back information, they're kind of the expert on the council for us, but they also have an expertise on what's happening on the city side and can argue that and stand for the city a lot better than everything, and a lot better than just an individual could that doesn't have the background knowledge on those certain things. Another thing too is when the information was set out, are we going to start asking for resumes from our appointments? Because that was put in one of the emails stating who was going to be appointed, and I've never seen that before, and I just want to make sure that we're doing the same for everybody, because there was some confusion in that, and I think we need to kind of talk these things out a little bit more instead of kind of throwing those things out there. And it's all of us, and that's something that we've got to be better at.
I agree. I definitely need to look at keeping someone from the council onto this. That direct line of communication, I think, is going to be really important. This is such a you know, a matter where we need that direct access to that person. We very rarely see our representation on the other boards, so I think we really need to stick with that.
Anyone else?
Mr. Mayor, I move for adjournment.
I might have one other thing that I'm miscellaneous. Next council meeting, March 11th, I plan on doing the State of the City following that council meeting, but also during that council meeting, I will have Reedy Financial here to go over the city's finances and stuff for, just for your information. Okay? Now then, we can take a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
We are adjourned. That's a short meeting.